Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Sydney.
And today I am here with Sydney Miller, your favorite housework instructor, also Soul Cycle instructor. And we are going to do a Dear DST and Non-Scale Win episode. Are you ready, Sydney?
Let's go.
Okay, do you think we should start with our own non-scale wins? Do have one. Okay.
I have one. Yeah. So I actually just finished the whole egg freezing journey and process, and I wasn't able to work out for about 3 weeks, which is a very long time for me. I actually think that's maybe the longest that I haven't worked out in the last like 10 years. And anyway, I finally was cleared to work out last week, or was that? Yeah, it was a few days ago. And time flies. And it felt so amazing just to sweat again and like be back in my element. But having said that, I was not where I started. Like, I mean, you know, jumping back into things after putting my body through all this craziness, it was a lot. And I think my win was that I wasn't hard on myself about it. And I was like, you know, yeah, you just did this amazing thing. And yeah, you're going to feel a little different coming back into it. But guess what? You're going to feel better tomorrow and the next day. And then next week, it's going to be like, you're back, you know?
How did it feel to like do those first moves and get back into it? Like, did you feel weak or did you feel like weird?
I felt so weak. Like I was doing, cause you know, I was doing choreography that I've done before. It wasn't new to me. And I'm like doing these moves and I'm like, holy shit. Like it was actually making me kind of like, I guess like maybe empathic for people who did go through anything and come back to working out. You know, it's like, it's a lot. Like you're, and you can't base yourself off of like where you were before. You just have to know that it's going to get better every time.
So now you know how hard your workouts really are.
Now I know.
Yeah. How was it like coming back to instructing? And like, I can't even imagine like having to like yell instructions and count and like also encouragement while doing those moves. Like, I mean, I guess that's why I'm not a workout instructor.
So when I was going through this process, I was still teaching, but I was not doing the workout, which actually is kind of insane because when you're demoing it, like that's a huge part of teaching it is showing it, right? So when you eliminate that sense of like showing your body and only having to rely on your words, essentially, you got to get really creative and you also have to be really present. So it was very, very challenging in a different way. I think anytime I've had to do this, whether I was injured or like different things have happened, it actually makes me a better instructor. So I'm actually like grateful to be able to do that. But then coming back to it and actually getting to move through it and do my workout, it just made me feel like myself because this is a huge part of myself. So it felt great. But yeah, I was winded and I was just like, I mean, there were so many moments where I was in front of the camera just being like, like literally just like deep breath, like looking at everyone like, I got you.
So as someone who like, you know, so much of your life is centered around movement and working out, how did you handle those 3 weeks? Like, what were you, like, were you going nuts?
I'm not going to lie. It was really, really hard for me. I ended up actually spending a lot of time with my family, which was great. My family is down here in Miami and my aunt and my uncle and their little kids live like 2 seconds away from me. So I would just like go over and like spend some time to distract myself a little bit because yeah, like I was so out of my routine and not sweating and not doing the things that really lift me up. I also would like go, so I had to get my blood taken and sonogram like almost every day. And I would end up like stop. So I'd go in the morning and then I'd go to my best friend's apartment, which was close by, and we'd like have breakfast together and chat. And I just like needed all the distractions that I could possibly get.
Right. That's so, like a totally different life than what you're used to.
It was, and it actually, it was weird because it kind of was reminding me of when I first moved to Miami and I like didn't have my routine yet. And like, I didn't have all my friends down here yet. And I was just a little bit like, you know, life was very quiet for a moment. And it kind of brought me back to that place. But I was like having to remind myself, this is a choice. Like, you do have friends. You do have a life. Like, you're choosing to be home on your couch because you're like injecting yourself and you don't feel like making plans.
Right. It's just one of those, one of those times. Just,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just talking about going back to like working out after having not for a while, like I used to run a lot and I have not run like pretty much the most of the pandemic. Like maybe I ran like, you know, actually maybe I ran like when I was so desperate to get outside and get like air in like May 2020, but I had not run for a really long time. And last Monday, I decided to do a little bit of a run. And it was so hard, like just to like make your body like propel forward. It's like the the movements are so hard. And yeah, I was getting winded, but that is not my non-scale win, even though it could be. My non-scale win is that I'm on like a health and wellness sort of journey, like where I'm trying to like rediscover all different like ways to take care of yourself, like without making it like only about weight and just seeing like what works, what relaxes me, like what feels good, like what's worth putting kind of like keeping in my life or putting into my life. And I tried gua sha and like I feel like in the back in the day I would have always just been like, oh, that's bullshit, like that doesn't do anything. But regardless of whether or not it's bullshit or if it sculpts your face or whatever, I do find it extremely relaxing. And I feel like I'm never able to like when people say like meditate or breathe, I'm like, that doesn't relax me. Like, you're just annoying me. but this I found like, oh, this is genuinely like an action that I can do once or twice a day that I enjoy. So we'll see if I keep doing it, if it stays in my routine, but I'm happy to have found something not incredibly expensive that, is enjoyable.
Yeah,
that is my non-scale win.
Love a good gua sha.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna read the listener non-scale win. Hi ladies, I'm a newish listener and I really love hearing all the different stories and situations that you discuss because they are so relatable. Like so many others, I gained a lot of weight over the last year and it has been quite the mindfuck. I don't formally practice intuitive eating, but have learned a ton about it through your podcast, and I've been able to implement some tools into my own life that have been a huge help on my journey back to myself in whatever size that actually is. I have a social media non-scale win that really made me proud this week. I love to cook and find new recipes and mainly use social media and Pinterest for this purpose. I've noticed that I had two different boards for food and drinks where I'd put my favorite foods like pizza, pastas, and desserts, and then healthy food where I'd place recipes that I want to eat when I'm trying to lose weight or be more nutritious. I never really thought about how problematic this was and realized that this separation was not helping my desire to be more neutral with foods that I eat. I took the step to merge these two boards completely. This small but meaningful step has done so much to improve the thought patterns around good and bad foods. I'm typically a person that is still conscious of those terms and I avoid using them, but I had no idea that I was still doing this when it came to my Pinterest board until it finally just clicked out of nowhere. I'm so excited to have more aha moments like this as I learn about intuitive eating and how I can apply various tools into my life in order to have a healthier relationship with food and my body. Eternally grateful for all that you do, neutral betch.
I love that. Okay. I love that too, because like I feel like so often we're like, oh, that's bad food, that's a good food, but really it's like that actually just makes it so much worse. Like just eat, you know, if you want to eat the pasta tonight, make the pasta. You know, you don't have to eat a gigantic bowl of it. Like, have the pasta and you're actually satisfied, and then you're not hard on yourself about it. It's just, we move on to the next thing.
Right. It's so true. I feel like it's almost just like automatically ingrained in my brain, like good, bad. So that even if I'm not like consciously labeling it, like my brain still knows like this is a weight loss food. This is probably not a weight loss food. but I still try to just like have what I want is now kind of what I've done. But that, yeah.
And I think if you don't have what you want, it like bites you in the ass, because then when you do finally get to like, you know, give yourself the bad food, you just go so hard that it's like stupid.
Yeah, that was the story of my life. And like, I always sort of wondered, like, how do all these like skinny girls like eat so much pasta and or like, you know, pizza, and like it never seems to matter. Whereas like if I have like one piece, like if I have pizza or pasta, it's like, you know, it's like messing my week up. And then it like eventually hit me, like it's because I have all these restrictions around it that it, right, that it like completely derails me. But if you just like sort of are casual about it and like nourish your body normally most of the time, you know,
yeah,
you'll be okay.
I think that's a good word, like to be casual about it.
Right.
You know,
be casual about it.
Like be casual. It's not going to make, like one meal is never going to make or break you. It's right. Just not.
Right. It's true. It's not even like any amount of meals that will make or break you. It's like
right.
Your whole like energy around food is so important. Mm-hmm. Like even like the cortisol levels, like the stress that you have around eating is like so important.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Okay, should we do a Dear DST?
Yeah.
Dear DST, first of all, I love this podcast so much. You've kept me going over the last year and a half, especially when I need something to break up the monotony of working from home. This show is the best. Oh, this, thank you so much. And speaking of work from home, I have a Dear DST question about being stuck at home every single day of the week that you might be able to help with. The company I worked for moved to work from home in March 2020, like so many others, and we're still going at it. I actually like having the commute time back, but I'm starting to feel the daily schedule going from routine to rut. Last summer, I made an effort to get more active and started doing some home workouts and even installed a stand-up desk. But now I'm just super burned out and I'm finding it harder and harder to get motivated to exercise or even leave the house on most weekdays. The weekends are still okay for me, but the sameness of my work week is making it harder and harder to break out of this rut. Do you have any tips for breaking the monotony of the work from home grind? Any tips for getting active again and starting up a new routine? Any and all motivation is greatly appreciated. Thanks so much and keep up the great work. Sincerely, Rudderless Betch.
I love this one.
Yeah. Do you have any immediate thoughts?
Well, I have like one immediate thought for sure, which is because my kind of like lifestyle changed earlier this year. I lost my dog, which I don't want to go too into, but basically I, you know, was so used to getting out of my house because I had a living creature. So I had to get out of my house. And when I didn't, I too felt like I was a little bit like stuck at home because I'm doing, you know, my at home workouts and then I'm, you know, staying at home and there's not really a reason for me to leave. So one thing that I would do, which, you know, especially while it's still nice out, I don't know where this listener is, but you know, a podcast is the perfect thing to do and go take a walk. So I would listen to one of my favorite podcasts and just go walk for like 45 minutes or however long the podcast, you know, is, and get outside of your apartment, get some fresh air, get your blood flowing a little bit. You know, it doesn't have to be a workout to move.
Right.
Although working out is great, but it doesn't have to be so dramatic. It could just literally be getting out, listening to something interesting, and then coming back.
Right. I think that's a great idea. Like for me, if I know I have a podcast that I'm like pumped to listen to, I will be like so much more motivated to just get up and go for a walk. I mean, here's the other thing. When you said about your dog, I thought you were going to recommend she get a dog. Here's the thing, like maybe I don't know how much like latitude she has for making that sort of change. Getting a dog is like an option, I would say, if you can.
If it's something that's crossed your mind, if you've been thinking about it and now you're working from home and you actually can, it's a great opportunity to get a dog. I mean, it's also just such a rewarding experience and teaches you so much and will definitely give you purpose. That's for sure. If you feel like you're in a rut.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. I also think just like breaking up the week, like it could just be one thing, like one extra dinner plan or like one extra anything. You don't have to like change your life so dramatically. I think just by switching it up for like one time of the week, your week feels different and it actually motivates you to do more outside of the house because you had so much fun doing it.
I totally agree. Like I've started, now that I feel like better being vaccinated and like, yes, you know, once that started to happen, I started making more plans with friends and that really changed like my mindset. It's not like, oh, I started working out and being so active, but like I overall have like increased activity by 1,000,000% by just like making an effort to like have a plan or two on my calendar. Another thing is, I don't know if she, you know, this could be expensive, it could be cheap, but like even going, I don't know if she has like the ability to do this, but like, I think that when feel like you're in a rut, the best thing to do is change your scenery. Even if it's just for like 3 nights, like get an Airbnb, like, you know, go on a staycation. You know, if you can go on a real vacation, that, you know, could be great too. But like, even if it's just something as small as like getting an Airbnb, doesn't have to be far. You know, it can be an hour away. I don't know where she lives, but like that could work. Or if you have a friend who lives in a different city, go stay with her for a weekend or him or whatever. Like just something that will like you. I know the feeling of a rut so well because I was in such a rut for like essentially like basically like from my like right after my wedding through like March, like. The whole election, all that stuff. I was in just like the most stagnant period in my life. Like it's insane. So I think like once you making like a big sort of dramatic break in what you're up to really, really helps.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of like she kind of mentioned like or alluded to like working out, like I also think that like making that more of a commitment can be helpful and not just like, oh, yeah, like I might work out a couple of times this week. But no, like put it on your calendar, whether it's an in-person or an at-home thing, like actually put it on your calendar and invite a friend to do it with you, whether it's virtual or in-person, because then it'll actually like make you show up and do it. And I do think that working out just in general, like shifts your mood. And if you can make that an actual like new part of your routine, I think that ultimately really will help you feel different and get out of the rut a little bit.
Yeah, a really good sweat. Oh, I hate to admit it. A really good sweat totally like changes your brain like for a second. I'm like also, okay, it doesn't even have to be about getting out of like your house. Maybe it is, but like finding one thing you just love, like one thing you love to do. It could be a show. It could be, I don't know, painting, like anything. Finding like that thing that you're like, to look forward to, like maybe you just have like an hour to do it, I think also helps you like count down and then like up again to that thing in the week. But no, I totally get it. I think the pandemic has made us, I think I said this on like a last week's episode, it's made us also home-based, and it has, that really has shifted. And if you're not sort of like that person who has like a lot of natural motivation to get out there, it can be really challenging and it can be like a really serious inertia. So
yeah,
I get it.
I think the best thing is just like, you know, starting like somewhere, because you'll ultimately feel good doing these things and then you'll want to keep doing them. But I get it, because like when you're in that rut, it's hard to just like, you're kind of like so used to the state of being that it's hard to shift.
I also wouldn't like, just as a last like thought, like don't blame yourself for being in this rut. Like you're in this rut sort of like, obviously, yes, there are people who are not in the rut, but everyone goes through things differently. And like, it's been a really, really difficult past 2 years. And like, if you are suffering, you know, if you're not the most like peppy, you know, out there, social, just like motivated version of yourself, like this is not the time to beat yourself up about that, because there's so much like, I don't know what the word is, but like, it's like latent grief from like everything that's sort of like happened and the things that we've like experienced in these years, in like these times. And like, maybe that weighs on you harder than other people. Maybe that kind of demotivates you, and that's okay. If that is like who you are and like just part of you, like you will have probably have other great qualities that are the flip side of that. So I wouldn't like beat yourself up or like set your bar so high. Like you're not going to be the person who like wakes up and has a 6 a.m. class and then goes to work for 8 hours and then goes to happy hour. Like that's not who so many of us are anymore, and that's okay. So
totally agree with that.
So good luck, rudderless betch. I hope you find your way, your rudder, whatever. And if any of you have questions, non-scale wins you want to share with us, email us at dst@betches.com. Make your subject Dear DST or non-scale win. And we are happy to, we love when you email us with all different types of issues, and we love reading them on the show. So email us, dst@betches.com. And Sydney, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Do you want to remind everyone where they can find you, what our special housework code is?
Yes. They can find me on Instagram at Syd Miller, S-Y-D Miller. And my app is Housework. It's available in all the different app stores. And we have a special deal for DST listeners. It's DST30. And that's going to be 30% off your first 3 months. So check it out if you need a new fun workout that you can really do anywhere.
Check it out, guys. You know I don't endorse workouts I don't like. This is a great workout. It's really fun. The music is amazing. And you can do it just like in a little corner of your house. So you don't need like any, you don't need crazy stuff. And you can do lots of different times. It's an amazing, it's really a great time. I love it. And And thank you all so much for listening. Obviously, you can follow me as usual at Sammy. You can follow the podcast at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And obviously, please rate, review, and subscribe, as we always ask. 5 stars, good reviews, all the good stuff. Thank you so much, Sydney. And we are always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Betches.